Hi there. The word for you today is salvation. In Romans 8 verse 3, we read what the law was powerless to do. God did by sending his own son. The Bible says, and I quote, a certain ruler asked Jesus, saying, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said, "Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." But when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich. Now, this man had already achieved the three P's of success: power, prosperity, and prestige. He was a bottom-line kind of guy. What must I do? Even the way he worded the question suggests that he thought he could get eternal life the way he'd gotten everything else, by self-effort. He mistakenly assumed that heaven was just a payment away. But it's not. Know why? Only a cold-hearted God would sell salvation to those who could afford it. Now, this is a hard concept to grasp, since we're rewarded for our performance. But just as you couldn't and wouldn't impress Picasso with your crayon sketch, so your character and good works don't qualify you for heaven. Eternal life costs more than you can afford. That's why you don't need a resume, you need a redeemer. Money wasn't this man's problem. Self-sufficiency was. It wasn't his income that kept him out of God's kingdom. It was his ego. And it's not just the wealthy who have difficulty grasping this. So do the educated, the strong, the good-looking, the popular, yes, and even the religious. To receive salvation, you must first acknowledge that you are spiritually bankrupt, that your cupboard is bare and your reputation worthless. You can't approach God demanding justice. You can only come pleading for grace and mercy. And you know what? If you come to him today, I promise, that's what you'll get.